Take a few moments to just be. Take a deep breath. Calm down. Rest. If you would, imagine with me for a minute, maybe two. Find this quiet space as refreshing as a beautiful spring rain. Listen and open your heart. Are you ready? Open your hand, left or right, either works. Feel me place a golden key in your palm. My hand is resting on yours. Etched deeply in the center of the key is one word, R. O-W-R, you spell carefully, a bit unsure about this mysterious word. As you turn the key over in your palm, you conclude, this must be written in a foreign language. You are right, I explain. It is a Hebrew word, simply pronounced R, like the beautiful rock filled with vital minerals and elements. For now, all I ask is that you trust me. I know it might not be easy. Keep your special key close to your heart. You will need it soon. See yourself standing in a narrow, dark hallway outside a beautiful door. The door can be any shape, size, color, material you like. The sky is the limit. There are no boundaries on the creativity of design here. Dream big. And the best part, that door can be anywhere in the world. You are holding a brown leather satchel. Inside is your history of hurts, the one you worked so hard on in practice 3. Before you go any further, put the satchel down. Leave it right here in this dark hallway. It can't go where you are going. There won't be any room or any use for it anymore. You've carried it as far and as long as it will go. Say goodbye. Gently put your hand on the doorknob. Initially, it feels cold to the touch. You hesitate out of the fear of the unknown. You feel uncomfortable not knowing what is on the other side. You close your eyes, take a deep breath, and start turning the knob. You find it locked. Oh, the key. I need the key, you remember, digging into your pocket. It's not there. Oh, wait. You are clenching it in your hand. Slowly, with intention, you place the key in the lock. The doorknob heats up. A warm sense of calm flows from your head down to your toes. Suddenly, you feel something, a slight flutter in your stomach. It's been quite a while since you felt such a sensation, and it feels really nice. What is this feeling? Hope? Is it hope? Can it be? Is there something good on the other side of this door? Is it even possible? As you push the door, a sliver of light burst through, and before you know it, you are engulfed in brilliant light. It's no ordinary light. You stand still, soaking in the warmth. Bask in this light. As it seeps into your being, you feel it adding strength. You even begin to smile. Wait, is that a giggle? Go ahead, let it out. This is what it feels like to be home. Full of joy, anticipation, expectancy. Thoughts come to mind. This feels like Lucy entering Narnia. Alice in Wonderland falling down the rabbit hole. Dorothy opening her eyes in Munchkin Land. You sense that something equally as stunning and surprising and sincerely remarkable is waiting for you on the other side of that door. Go ahead, I urge with a gentle push. Open the door. Step over the threshold. Aren't you coming with me, you ask? No, not here. You have to go into this room alone, but I'll be close by. You hear five words lyrically spoken. Welcome to your waiting room. The voice is familiar, warm and inviting, like the room. God, you ask? Yes, it is me, he answers. Welcome. God invites you and your tender heart to come in and sit for a while. He's designed this space especially for you. No one else has a waiting room like yours. What do you see? What does it look like? What color is the furniture? How is it decorated? What smells are swirling in the air? Is it inside or outside? Near the ocean or by a pristine lake? High on a mountaintop or nestled in a verdant valley? Here in this very special, dare I say sacred, space, your heart is going to learn the language of love. God invites you to sit down and asks to see your key. He brushes his finger over the etched word as if he is admiring his very own handiwork. Our, God explains, in Hebrew means light. But our is no ordinary light. It is the special light of illumination. On the first day, in those first moments of creation, God says, I spoke, let there be light. Our is that light, light imbued with creative, overcoming power. Here in this waiting room, your waiting room, this luminous power will shine into all the dark places in your heart, bringing the healing you are seeking. Light will break forth like the morning dawn. Healing will come. It will quickly arise. When our time here in this waiting room comes to an end, I promise you, you will leave full of the light of my love. People will call you a heartlifter, a woman filled with the light of my love. They will be drawn to you. Your radiant presence in this life will ease their heart-rifting journey. Close your eyes now. I have a surprise for you, God smiles. Then he puts something in your hand. You smile back. A brand new satchel. Thank you. Go ahead, open it, he says. I know how much you loved your old satchel, so I wanted to give you this. Look inside. As you open it, you see three envelopes. Go ahead, take them out, God speaks softly. The three envelopes have gilt edges and are tied together with the most beautiful twine. A little tag with the words, especially for you, dangles off the twine. Crafted of the smoothest linen, you sense these letters are very special. My daughter, he says with love, you have learned the power of a threefold cord. It is not easily broken. Each of these three envelopes holds special thoughts from my heart. Read them carefully. Take your time. That is why you are here in this beautiful waiting room. Time has given you this gift. I'm here when you have any questions. I am always with you. The room grows silent. You sit alone now, holding three special envelopes. You haven't felt this peaceful in quite some time. You don't want to leave, yet you must. It is time to cross the threshold into your God-breathed purpose and plan, the one only you can fulfill. Go, shine like the stars in the universe.